FIFA, Basic Players Equipment, Decisions of the IFAB. Basic Equipment. Colors. If the jerseys of the two goalkeepers are the same color, and neither has another jersey to change into, the referee allows play to begin. If a player loses his footwear accidentally, and immediately plays the ball and slash, or scores a goal, there is no infringement, and the goal is awarded, because he lost his footwear by accident. Goalkeepers may wear tracksuit bottoms as part of their basic equipment. Other equipment. A player may use equipment other than the basic equipment provided that its sole purpose is to protect him physically and it poses no danger to him or any other player. All items of clothing or equipment other than the basic equipment must be inspected by the referee and determined not to be dangerous. Modern protective equipment such as headgear, face masks, and knee and arm protectors made of soft, lightweight padded material are not considered dangerous and are therefore permitted. In view of the new technology that has made sports spectacles much safer, both for the wearer and for other players, referees should show tolerance when authorizing their use, particularly for younger players. If an item of clothing or equipment that has been inspected at the start of a match and determined not to be dangerous becomes dangerous or is used in a dangerous manner during the match, its use must no longer be allowed. The use of electronic communication systems between players and slash or technical staff is not permitted. Jewelry. All items of jewelry, necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, leather bands, rubber bands, etc. are strictly forbidden and must be removed. Using tape to cover jewelry is not acceptable. Referees are also prohibited from wearing jewelry, except for a watch or similar device, for timing the match. Disciplinary sanctions. The players are to be inspected before the match begins and substitutes before they enter the field of play. If a player is discovered to be wearing unauthorized clothing or jewelry during play, the referee must inform the player that the item in question must be removed. Order the player to leave the field of play at the next stoppage if he is unable or unwilling to comply. Caution the player if he willfully refuses to comply or, having been told to remove the item, is discovered to be wearing the item again. If play is stopped to caution the player, an indirect free kick must be awarded to the opposing team from the position of the ball when play was stopped. See Law 13, Position of Free Kick.